We have some people here today that this will be their first experience working with their star. So that's very exciting to have these people here with us. I think we have several. Yes, the title of today's session is Healing with the Inner Light Fire. And in today's session, we're going to be working with an energy source that is within your nature that is called the star. And every human being on planet Earth has a star. And everyone is a unique being of light in form. Each star is a limitless source of white light, the crystal clear, diamond-like white light that contains the full spectrum of inner light and is itself one of the 49 energies of that inner spectrum. It is the energy of purification. As your star contains that full spectrum of inner light, it has the ability to offer every quality of pure life energy, energy for inner wisdom and inspiration, energy for creative projects, creative expression of all kinds. And today we will focus on the healing qualities of inner light fire. Human beings have known about this aspect of our nature since very ancient times, and the ability to heal and inspire with light and to see the freeing nature of inner fire be used in order to lift up the vibratory rate of what we call low frequency energy states, that such as anger and fear and grief, and to instead turn them into energy that supports our well-being. So whether we call this part of ourselves our higher self or spirit, or we often call it the being of light within, by whatever name we are talking about our divine nature that is immortal and limitless. And our divine nature is linked to the divinity within all life. The purpose of our actual design training is to help us awaken to this divine nature. It is to help us find our own inner truth and to heal the separation from the being of light that we as the personality, physical creations often experience. And as we heal the separation step by step, it allows us to experience more freedom from that low frequency energy and to experience more of the high frequency energy of life, helps us enjoy life much more and helps us to feel able to use the light when needed for a lift and for to bring through any quality of life that we particularly need, and especially to experience that unceasing flow of love that the being of light that we are is always sending to we, the beloved creations. And we are the creations of our being of light. And we were all created with a unique talents and gifts and purpose for this lifetime, which we are then able to bring through more fully with that assistance of the inner light that we are. So the first thing we're going to do today is to gather and enlighten our awareness. There are three aspects of awareness: mental, sensory, and emotional. And together they amplify our ability to experience the subtle qualities of life energy. And we will then move to a place within your nature that is always fully lighted, called the upper room. It is 6 inches above the top of your head and is the home of your star. And then with the power of your thought, you will begin your star downpour, so that a radiant shower of the inner light fire flows from your star down throughout your body, out your feet, and into the earth. I will direct you every step of the way today. And what we ask you to do is to, when I say think this thought, is to think the thought and then let the thought go, and then observe and experience that you, what happens. And you can relax in this process because it is the being of light within you that is doing the work. It is with the effortless effort of thought that you can bring the power of light to wherever your thought is focused. So let us begin. It is usually best to be sitting upright with your feet on the floor, hands on your thighs, so that the energy can flow directly through you. And as an acupuncturist, as well as a light work teacher, I appreciate the way that we will bring the energy down in a downpour, and then we'll close our feet and let it backflow upwards. I think you probably all know that your cardiovascular system and your nervous systems move in different directions through your body. Well, so do your acupuncture meridians as well. So with the meridians also taking life energy to every part of you, working with the inner light fire helps to empower all of these systems of energy work that help to heal, help to maintain all these different parts of you, and to help them work in a more synergistic way of interconnectedness. So now we're going to get started. We're going to let your life energy flow this way, encouraging your body's healing process. And if I don't happen to mention something, a place that's bothering you, by all means include it in this downpour. And as we are working here together, we're going to be supporting each other in this journey, helping to create that actual design of balance and harmony. And as you probably know, with their increased technology, medical science is discovering just how many of the synergistic parts of us work together in a very intricate synergy for good health and well-being. So let us add light to that process to encourage the healing that is our potential. So please turn off your camera now if you haven't already. And just let your thoughts move to your brain. And we will now begin that process of gathering and enlightening awareness. So focus in your brain and in your brain mind, the mind of your brain. Just direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room, that place 6 inches above the top of your head. And this begins the flow of radiant awareness. The radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness that now flows from your upper room into and throughout your brain mind, gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience the lifting. And now, focus the radiant awareness throughout all of your neural pathways and nervous systems, gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. And direct the radiant awareness into your heart and blood and circulatory system, and into your liver and glandular systems. Enlightening your emotional awareness. And experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, gathering and enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you have for your beloved creation. And think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light that you are. And just think of magnifying that two-way flow of love and gratitude. And now focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and with the other beings of light that are unified with us. And now move with the flow of this enlightened awareness into your upper room, 6 inches right above the top of your head. And if you feel you're not sure of where that is, well, know that the being of light you are knows exactly where to go. So you can just think, let, and observe and experience that happening. And in your upper room, if this is your first time experiencing this, there is a point of light that becomes a brightening star as you think of it, and becomes a 3-inch star, which then from now on will be that size when you return to your upper room. And just experience for a moment the power of your star, that pure white light, the inner light fire that is within it, the inexhaustible flow that comes from the being of light that you are, and that you're now going to let flow down throughout your body. So just think the thought of directing your star to open and downpour in a cascading shower of this inner light fire. And think of opening the top of your head, palms of your hands, and arches of your feet. And just let this shower pour through you. This is the energy of purification. Very cleansing as this shower pours all the way through you. And we're going to be focusing this flow and blazing up the fires as needed to lift up any heavy spaces you may find. But if there is some place that's particularly bothering you today, by all means, just go ahead and focus this energy there right now. And we're going to begin with your head, focusing the downpour in your head. The downpour will continue throughout the rest of your body mind creation here, but we're going to focus it in your head, and particularly right now in your brain. And just open to the experience of this crystal white energy pouring throughout your brain. And you can think of letting it flow into your forebrain in front and into your old brain in back, left and right hemispheres, and into that very special midbrain area that houses some of the glands, the very important glands of your endocrine system, as well as some memory centers. You can just think of blazing up the fire. So in case there's any cobwebs in your brain, you can just let those go right into those consuming fires. And whenever we blaze up the fires, it brings in, creates an especially powerful healing essence. So just experience then as that healing essence goes throughout your brain, just bringing in some energizing life energy there in whatever way is needed. And experience that lifting sensation in your brain as you bring this energy here. And then think of that beautiful light fire energy moving from your brain into your visual system, your eyes and the optic nerve, other nerves that go from your brain to your eyes, and let all of this be filled with that radiant life fire energy. And especially if you should have any vision problems, let that healing essence go to wherever it's needed in the system. And then you can add in your auditory system, brain to ears, letting the healing light work here. And then into your nose and sinuses. And into your mouth with your teeth, tongue, gums. And then from your brain throughout the sense of touch, letting that just flow throughout your body. And as you bring in this healing power of the light throughout all these sensory systems, it helps you be able to sense high frequency energy, life enhancing senses to a greater degree, so that the aromas of your favorite foods, the visuals of beautiful flowers and so on, are things that just simply have more energy for you to experience. You can really touch right in with them. And as you assimilate, as you drink in the healing essence here throughout your head, we're going to move our focus to your respiratory system, so that from your nose and sinuses, then down to your throat, down the esophagus, right into that hiatal area, the opening here, but then letting it fill the whole of your respiratory system, going into that whole bronchial tree. Going deep into your lungs. Letting that light fire work through any areas here that need a little healing touch, so that as you breathe, you can really fulfill the job that your lungs have of oxygenating your blood, bringing that healing deep within the blood flows, so that it can bring it throughout your whole circulatory system. Experience that lifting here throughout your respiratory system. And now we'll move our focus actually into your heart and circulatory system next, letting the fires blaze up here. And our hearts are often a place where we have some emotional baggage, perhaps from the long ago past, and perhaps from something more recent, but just let that beautiful radiant crystal light embrace any wounds here. Anything that's ready to be released into the light fire for healing. And as that healing essence begins to build, it flows throughout your whole circulatory system, taking it throughout your body. It takes about a minute for your blood to flow throughout your body and return to your heart. And experience that nourishing quality of the light essence. Throughout your whole circulatory system. And we'll next focus in your liver, which is part of your circulatory system. Liver is a large organ. It's has amazing properties of being able to regenerate itself. And it has a lot of jobs in consciousness as well as physically. So let's let the light fire work here. Your liver is not only part of your circulatory system, but part of your digestive and endocrine and immune systems too. So let the power of the light flow into your liver very deeply. Giving it some healing essence here. And we can add in your gallbladder, which is sort of tucked into the back of your liver and partners with the liver. And just let that healing essence touch deeply into these very important organs here. And now we'll move into your digestive system, starting with your mouth. Again, going down the esophagus, this time to the hiatal area and into the stomach. Blazing up here. Letting all those little glands, secretory systems, little muscles and glands be refreshed here in the upper digestive system. And then on down into the small intestine, about 20 feet long, where the main part of digestion and assimilation happens. And your small intestine works very closely with your liver and gallbladder, also with your pancreas. We can add in the pancreas here and all the little ducts that complete the passage of substances here into the small intestine. And experience as a soothing light nourishes all of the lining here. All of those little glands and muscles. So we then move into the colon, about 5 feet of colon, from the ascending and across the transverse, descending sigmoid. All the way down to the anus. Especially here through the lining, in case there's any issues here in the colon, letting that fire blaze up here, consuming any inflammation might be present, and bringing in that healing essence all the way through. So that from top to bottom, your digestive system is now filled with that radiant healing essence. Experience that lifting throughout the system. And then just keep the downpour going with that radiant light fire energy. And we'll move our focus to the genital urinary system. And we'll start with the kidneys, and we'll add in the two adrenal glands on top, one on top of each kidney, that work a lot with stress. And the inner light fire is very good for dealing with stress and lifting stress and those reactions from stress, actually. So from your kidneys, letting that fill with that radiant light. Kidneys, very important to our energy system. And then on down into the bladder and on out. Through that whole genital urinary system, letting it light with the essence. And then we'll add in your musculoskeletal system throughout your whole body, all the bones, all the muscles, tendons, ligaments. Experience as this radiant energy flows throughout, touching especially into any joints that need a little boost here, blazing up where there's any inflammation, and letting that healing essence go very deep. And then our last focus, just touching into your solar plexus, the heart of your nervous system. And letting that radiant light flow throughout all the nerves in your body, back up into the neurons of your brain, down your spinal cord, out through the nerves that touch into all of the organs and bones, moving right out into your hands and fingers, and down your back into your hips, legs, and feet, toes. And the nerves are one of the two main communication systems of your body. So as we bring the light fire through your nervous system, it helps them to release those loads, release the stress, and to open to that potential for healing, for creating the peacefulness and that sense of being unburdened, being nerves in a restful state. Sometimes our nerves get very habitually uptight, but we can change that and make it so that it's easier for us to experience the pleasures of life, the goodness of living through our nervous systems. So our nervous systems are one communication system, and then the other one being the liquids of the cardiovascular systems and all of the systems that contribute to the liquid systems. But we're also going to just think of this downpour touching into all of your acupuncture meridians. So that from head to toe, this downpour flows through. Because these meridian systems help to bring life energy into every part of your body. And as we pour the light into these systems, it helps them bring a very high frequency, high frequency into every part of you. Now, some meridians start at the top of your body. Some start in your around your head, some start in your hands, and others start in your feet. So it's very good to have the downpour flowing through. But now I'm also going to ask you to close your feet. Just think of those arches of your feet closing so that your downpour backfills and backfills up your legs and up through your torso and arms, hands, up through your head. And so that it actually spills out the top of your head into the energy field around you. And that backfill helps to create that flow from another direction that helps all of the parts of you that have energy flow to be filled with that radiant essence, to take this light into everywhere they go. So just take a moment to experience the radiation of that life energy, the light of life energy pouring throughout your body, really deeply into all the places that yearn for that touch of light. Okay, now think of stopping the backfill and stopping the downpour. And we're now going to move your star. So we're going to do something new. Just think of focusing in your star in your upper room, and it's 3-inch size. And think of expanding it to a 3.5-foot diameter as it rises to 3 feet above the top of your head. And now direct your star to arc in front of your body down to 12 feet below your feet. And you have an energy axis that goes from above the top of your head through the middle of your body and down to the bottom of your energy field. And just have your star center on this place 12 feet below your feet. And again, if you don't feel you know exactly where that is, the being of light you are, we'll do this. And now just think of spinning your star counterclockwise. And we spin counterclockwise for deep elimination of any loads, stress, ready to be released still. And we think of the consuming fires really blazing up. And although your star is only 3.5 feet in diameter, it is very powerful and clears out the bottom of your energy field, any loads collecting there. So just now think the thought of directing your star to move up that energy axis till it reaches your feet. And you can just experience this with your enlightened awareness as it reaches your feet. And if your feet are still closed, think of opening them. And then direct your counterclockwise spinning star to move up so that you're seated within it, so that from waist high down through your feet is within this counterclockwise spinning star with its fires blazing. And that counterclockwise action pulls out any energy loads that are ready to go, that are ready to be purified and lifted. So this may well be stress or anything else going on that is not of high frequency energy state. And just experience this, working throughout your feet, working throughout your legs, throughout your pelvic bowl and all of the organs of your pelvic bowl. Pulling out any pain, presently active as much as possible, any tension. Just letting everything relax as the spin does its healing work. Good, and now think of bringing up your counterclockwise spinning star so that from the top of your head through your pelvic bowl is within it. And again, the counterclockwise spin pulls out the loads here, right into this star, your star. And again, this is likely stress, but anything else that is ready to be released. And pull out from the organs that you've been focused in. So it's pulling out any remaining loads from your brain, your lungs, heart, liver, so on, and from your nerves. And you can experience it working throughout all the muscles here too. If there's any back stiffness anywhere else, from your neck, from your head, just pulling the loads out into the star. And the consuming fires purify them. Good, and now bring it on up so that this touches into the top of your head, doing one last pull of the counterclockwise spin, pulling out loads from your head, from your neck and shoulders. And then on up to its resting place, 3 feet above the top of your head. And just think the thought of releasing a counterclockwise spinning downpour now, down through your body, out your feet, right into planet Earth. Just washing, rinsing through. Good, and now think of stopping the spinning, stopping the counterclockwise. And again, direct your star to arc in front of your body to 12 feet below your feet, centering on your central vertical axis of energy. And now think of spinning your star clockwise. And we spin clockwise for deep assimilation of that energy essence. It's always very important every time we do a counterclockwise spin to do a clockwise, to release that essence back into all the places we've cleared. So experience how the clockwise spin then starts to fill the bottom of your field with that beautiful, radiant, high frequency energy essence. And bring it on up, that central vertical axis, until it touches your feet. And then on up until you're seated within it, so that from your waist down through your feet is in the clockwise spin. And here that energy essence is released very deeply into your feet, into your legs, into all the joints herein, including your hip joints, into the organs and energy systems in your pelvic bowl. And then on up, so that you're seated clockwise spinning star is from the top of your head down through your torso, down through your pelvic bowl with a clockwise spin, releasing that high frequency healing essence into all the important organs here. Your brain, your lungs, heart, liver, throughout your nerves, digestive system, all those that we have worked with in the downpour, and those we may not have mentioned throughout your whole endocrine system, immune system. Letting this clockwise spinning energy essence go into every part of you, bringing that healing to wherever it's needed. And experience the relaxation starting to come in here as your body opens to this beautiful, radiant essence. Good, and now let it come on up, touching into just above the top of your head. Filling your brain, filling all your sensory systems in your head, your neck and shoulders. And then on up to its resting place, 3 feet above the top of your head. And direct it to release the downpour of the clockwise spinning energy. Just a rinse of that going down throughout your whole body, out your feet, into the earth, which the earth is very happy to receive. Good. And now think of stopping the clockwise spin, stopping the downpour. And take a couple minutes now to just sit here and experience how you feel with your enlightened awareness. Let your enlightened awareness just sort of run through your body and experience any differences. See what is your truth of this session, and open to the lifting and the healing. With the power of your thought, you can continue bringing that energy essence deep into any places that need it. Eventually, your star will return to your upper room and its 3-inch size, which you can direct it to do now if you want, or you can simply leave it in this expanded size and just still be in the radiance of it. And just think of assimilating deeply here for a minute. Letting every place of you be filled with that radiant essence.